I was going to, I can't remember, Corby, if you were there during this time. There's been a lot of rant nostalgia on the station lately.
Yeah.
I heard the White Elephant show that you did with TC, and he played a few clips.
He's the rant historian.
Yes, he loves it more than possibly anything except for his wife.
Yeah, he's the Elliot Mintz of the rant.
I'm Elliot Mintz.
Yes.
And for those who don't know, The Rant was the Saturday morning show that Gordon hosted, and I was on, and Corby was on for a few years officially, but you always, when you did the T-Box, you would always stick around for half the show anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know if you were there for this, but I had somebody on the Twitter, and I asked for people to give me some content recommendations on the Twitter, which, by the way, if I can pimp it for some more followers this week, Old Waver, O-L-D-W-A-V-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he wanted a story, a rant story retold. Do you remember, and it's appropriate for the Christmas season, do you remember the story of Stoma Man?
Yeah, I do. I was there.
So, and it's a story that, it's not that great a story, I guess, but it just, it took on a life of its own. It lived on because Stoma Man became a regular rant caller.
Right.
That some P1 took on the identity of Stoma Man and would call into the rant all the time. Is Davey there?
Yes. And this was all based around a guy that you met at the mall?
Yeah. So the story is I was probably in sixth grade, seventh grade, somewhere around there. And it was around Christmas time. And my friend Fred Boggs and I had gotten dropped off at Irving Mall, back when Irving Mall wasn't a total toilet.
Right.
And so we were walking around Irving Mall, just killing time as kids of that era would do, because we didn't have so many distractions back then.
True.
So the mall, that was a real good time kill. And we ended up, I believe it was in Dillard's. And we were in the young men's section of Dillard's.
Which makes this story even creepier.
Why?
Let him get to it.
And we were just looking around, probably looking at Genera hypercolor shirts and Bugle Boy jeans. And we walk around this rounder of clothes, and we almost run into this guy in a wheelchair. He's just there in the middle of the young men's section
of
Dillard's.
Yeah, of the boys section.
And he's probably, I don't know, I would guess 30s, 40s. But it was hard to tell because he's obviously afflicted.
Right.
He's shriveled up and he's in a powered wheelchair. Not only that, he has a stoma. He has the hole, the little plastic disc in his throat to breathe. And
smoke.
And anytime he would talk, he would have to put his finger over it. So the air wouldn't come out the hole, it would come out his mouth, and then he would talk like this.
Right.
And so he sees us, and he says hello to us, and we're shocked because we just ran into this guy.
Dude.
And we've never seen a human that looks like this.
See, the thing is, the crappy part about this is that, and it's not just our generation, it's every generation, every kid, especially around that age, when you see something that is not perfectly normal,
you can't stop looking at it.
And you don't know how to react.
Your eyes pop out of your head.
You
can't help it.
You don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. And yeah, it's a really uncomfortable situation. I see it with my kids today. And you try to tell them, like, it's okay. No worries.
His kids are like that with black people.
Shut up. What is that?
That.
Whoa. So,
take it easy, Keaton Jones' mom.
So Stoma Man greets us, and he asks us, he says, "What are you guys doing?" And we're like, "Oh, we're just doing some shopping. What about you?" And he's like, "Oh, just hanging out." Okay. Well, nice to meet you. And he didn't, you know, we wanted to just end the conversation as quickly as possible.
I can already see young Davey starting to pit out, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's when the force field started development.
Yeah. We're both starting to panic, like, how do we exit the situation? And, you know, I mean, we're trying to be polite and not be a-hole teenagers, because we're still young enough to not be totally disrespectful to everyone.
Sure.
As you are when you're like 14, 15.
Right.
And so he just would not let the conversation end. And he's like, are you guys having a good Christmas? And we're like, yeah, how about you?
Oh, pretty good. You know what I would really like for Christmas?
Oh. And we're like, what would you really like for Christmas?
I'd like a hug from each of you.
See,
you.
He's in the boys section. I know he's in a wheelchair and all that, and yeah, things aren't going well.
That's no excuse.
You got to get out of the boys section. Go to the men's section and ask for the hug.
So,
did you oblige?
Both of us gingerly bend at the waist and give the really...
Did you give the simultaneous hug?
No, I think we took turns. I don't know who went first.
You're next.
Did you get sloppy stoma seconds?
Who won second?
So yeah, we both gave the most tepid hugs we could possibly give.
Did you leave room for Jesus in your hug?
Yes, Jesus was definitely
okay.
The cream filling in this Oreo stoma sandwich. And so we both gave him a hug and immediately just said, well, Merry Christmas, see you later, and ran to the food court and got an Orange Julius and trembled thinking about what had just happened.
And as you're running away, from each hand he produces your belts.
Right.
Almost.
He wraps it around his chair like a trophy, you know, like a serial killer.
Yeah, it was almost a 12-year-old boy pants sale half off.
Right. That's just, it's just.
So I surely Stoma Man is dead by now.
Well,
but
you don't know that. He could be fine by now. Maybe he got stem cell therapy or something. Well,
he's like a superhero now.
Right.
I mean, that was what? Like 30 years ago. So if I guess it's possible that he's like 60 or 70 years old, still trolling malls.
Could be listening.
Could be. But anyway, that's the story of Stoma Man. I was inspired to bring it to the air because it had been so long.
I'm glad you did, because it is a notable Christmas tale. And it's also one where you did the right thing.
Yeah, I was a goody two-shoes type kid back then. And so I always was trying to think, what would Jesus do?
You did the right thing. And for all the kids out there who are in similar situations here in the next 30 days, I suggest you do the same thing as well. But don't do it to strangers who just come up and ask for a hug. Do it to guys you can run away from.
Right.
Very quickly.
Throw racks of clothes in your path behind
right.
you.
Because I'm telling you, back then, nowadays, I don't care what's wrong with you physically.
Mm-hmm.
They're not letting anybody troll around in the girls' or boys' clothing departments. They're just not. They're going to be like, "What? Can I help you?"
Right. Who are you shopping for?
Right. It's not going to end the way it did with you guys, a couple of good kids.
And if you are an older person, particularly one in a wheelchair, don't ask young children for hugs for Christmas.
Or do, if that's what you need.
But maybe ask their parents' permission.
Okay, but what if the parents aren't
there? That's too effing weird.
Can I hug your baby?
What is this? We've been on the air for 5 minutes.
You guys have become shock jocks.
Oh my God.
He likes to hug babies upside
down.
No,
he doesn't.
All right.
Look at what you did.
I know.
Was he your idea?
No, it was thrust upon me. It was a wonderful idea, though.
I think I just begged Kat enough.
All right, let's
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Let's get into Marshall Faulk. And what would he do at Dillard's?
My 69! It's hilarious!